Jesus is calling. Please be seated. Gotta love it when Jesus calls right in time for the sermon. I love a Christmas Eve service. I love especially being clergy at a Christmas Eve service and getting to see all of your shining faces, the candles lit, especially when we sing Silent Night and the lights are dim and everybody's holding a candle and you're all lit by candlelight. Everybody is gorgeous when lit by candlelight. And y'all are stunning. And the whole earth just feels right and shiny and gorgeous. And the minutes and hours leading up to this service in your life, maybe certainly in mine, we're not quite as gorgeous as a candlelit human being. We're not quite as quiet and silent as Silent Night makes them out to be. I imagine in this room are many people who are really feeling the joy of the season, who have gotten everything checked off their lists and are just ready to bask in the glory of this amazing service with the beautiful music and the gorgeous candles and the flowers and the people, and to settle into the joy of it all. And I imagine in this room are people who have not checked things off their list and are really worried that they're not going to get all that done by tomorrow, who haven't quite gotten the shopping or the wrapping or the prep for the food or the packing of the bags or the anything done, and are worried and anxious and we're ready for it to be over so you can go get it done. And I imagine in this room are people who are barely able to be here, whose hearts are broken into tiny little pieces by whatever it is that has broken your heart, because the world is full of heartbreaking things. And are here because it's the only place you feel like you can be, and the place you hope will hold you together to get you through this night. In all of that, we're waiting for Jesus. The thing is Jesus doesn't show up in the way we expect that he will, right? When they announce that a Savior has been born, I don't imagine anybody thought that announcement would be made to the shepherds. Or that the announcement that Jesus, the Savior, had been born, that he had been born and was wrapped in dirty swaddling cloth and in a feeding trough. People expected that the Savior would be in some gleaming palace, maybe with candles and gorgeous flowers and beautiful music, that it would be perfect and beautiful and amazing. And it wasn't. It was perfectly ordinary. Jesus showed up where he was least expected. And it's my experience that Jesus always shows up where he's least expected, with the people nobody expects he's going to show up with, doing the things nobody's expecting he's going to do. Again and again, Jesus shows up in the everyday, ordinary life. This week, I had a week, many clerics do, preparing for the Christmas season. You have a lot on your work plate. And a lot was going on, and I had one night, I was at the hospital late making a visit, and I got home really, really late at night. And on the way home, I was praying. And I was praying for a glimpse of the peace on earth that we sing about at Christmas. I was praying for a glimpse of it. And I got home, and I walked in the house, and I went upstairs in my room, and on my pillow was Jesus. I kid you not. My youngest daughter moved home from college last week, and she had been unpacking the many, many boxes that she brought home. And she had unpacked a plushie Jesus. Why my daughter had a plushie Jesus at college, I'm not sure I want to know, but she did. And she had left the plushie Jesus on my pillow. So when I walked in, tired after a long day, just wishing for a little bit of peace, there was Jesus on my pillow, grinning at me, arms outstretched. Was not expecting that. So I gave him a little hug, told him thanks for the embrace, and felt the magic a little bit more. That's how Jesus is. You may not all have a plushie Jesus on your pillow when you get home, but Jesus will be there, because Jesus was born to be in the ordinary things. Jesus was born so that we didn't have to save ourselves with the checklists. Jesus was born so we didn't have to save ourselves by having the perfect meal or the perfect outfit or the perfect trip or the perfect visit or the perfect sound system. The sound system is really good. Jesus was born so that all of the messy places and all of the heartbroken places and in all of the joyful places, we would know that Jesus was there in the midst of it all, walking with us and carrying it. That is the gift of this day. We don't have to do any of the stuff we thought we had to do because Jesus is there. And that is what matters. Last week, I read an article about some models in Utah. And apparently, friends, in Utah, there is a thriving business of Jesus models. You too, if you are about 6 feet tall or older with longish hair and a beard, can be a Jesus model in Utah. You can get $200 an hour as a Jesus model in Utah. Apparently, people are hiring Jesuses to come and be in their family photos, to be on their Christmas cards, to be in their wedding pictures, to come to their parties. It's a thing. I admit, I read the article and I was a little ticked. I'm like, that felt sacrilegious to me, and I got all righteous in my indignation about the Jesus models and the dudes getting paid $200 an hour to put on some sandals and throw a sheet around their heads. Be Jesus. But then I read one of the last paragraphs. And one of the guys was saying, as he was ending a photo shoot, sorry, it's me, I'm causing this. As he was ending the photo shoot, a woman walked up to him and said, "Would you hold my hand and walk with me?" And he said to her, "Ma'am, you know I'm not Jesus." She said, "I know, but would you hold my hand and walk with me?" And then I realized, at the core of all of the requests to have Jesus in the perfect family photos and the perfect wedding and the perfect party, at the core of all of that is just a desire to know that Jesus is there. It's just a desire to know that Jesus is holding your hand and Jesus is walking with you with everything you're carrying at that time. And it's not going to be a perfect picture, even if Jesus is in it. And it doesn't have to be, because Jesus is there. We don't have to have a Jesus plushie, although it helps. We don't have to have a Jesus model, although if you've got $200, you could. We already have Jesus. And when we show up for each other and sit beside each other in our grief, or jump up and down with each other in our joy, or walk with each other to share the burden of whatever is being carried, Jesus is there. And even when nobody else is around, Jesus is there, because that's what he was born to do. That's why God chose to be born as a human, so we would know beyond any doubt that we are beloved and that God is with us all the days of our life. So whether you showed up with joy or anxiety or sorrow, Jesus is there. And that is the miracle we celebrate. And that is worth singing about.